Good morning to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. Today's date is Monday, February 26, 2024. Let's get started. Black celebrities. I get asked many times about black celebrities and how they got in the positions of where they're at today. What I'm about to say is the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. When you look at certain situations that happen in the black community, we're the last in home ownership, where the only race of people where the woman out makes the man, makes more money than the man. More black women own their houses and buying houses more than black men. We're last in economics, finances, healthcare. Education, we might be up there, but I doubt it. All kind of other stuff. So these black celebrities, whenever we see them, we're just in like awe. We just gloating over, gleeing over them. But how many of those black celebrities have actually done anything for the whole black culture? You look at your rappers, your congresspeople, your entertainers, your athletes, your actors and actresses, all of them are black. Because see, back in the 1920s and 30s, when MGM and all of these other TV, film and movie companies were started, we couldn't go into these companies and negotiate our deals. We had to have the little Jewish agent to be the liaison between the black entertainers and the TV, film, and record companies. We did not put them there, okay? But the whole thing about it is, but more black people spend dollars on music and comedy and sports more than whites, Jews, Asians, any other race. So we didn't get there. We didn't put them there because we don't own our own. We don't own our own TV, film, movie companies. We don't own our own sports organization. How can the NFL and the NBA be predominantly black, but no all outright ownership? Michael Jordan is the only one that owns his own team. Magic Johnson has something with the Lakers, with the LA Dodgers, and baseball. There's no black-owned football teams in the NFL. Not one. Okay? So we did not put them there because we don't have the channels and the avenues to get there. We might have the money, but until all of us get the money, a few rich Negro peons, a few rich, wealthy minstrel shows, that doesn't get it. Until all of us are rich and able to be in power, I don't care what Oprah Winfrey has. I don't care what Michael Jordan has, Tiger Woods, even though he says he doesn't want to be black. You know, but when there's certain issues that come up, certain situations with Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, that's when our black leaders and our entertainers said, okay, now it's time to be black. But before that, we're working these dead-end jobs. I'm pretty sure Bill Cosby and Oprah Winfrey saw black people at catching the bus or homeless on the street or working dead-end jobs that you know that doesn't have any future. But we are not the ones who put the black celebrities in power. We had to go through them. But in return, they use the black entertainers to appeal to the black audience. Look at what Cat Williams is doing. Cat Williams is blowing up. Okay, how many whites go to see Cat Williams as opposed to blacks? I made a post a couple weeks ago now, about how your so-called friends and family, how they say they support you. They'll make every excuse not to support you. But I see them going to Cat Williams concerts and hip hop concerts, and they're spending $200 to $1,000 for tickets, but won't support you, and you're from their same neighborhood. The two major things that affect Black Americans in today's 2024 era is racism and self-hate. Why am I saying those things? Because racism, Black folks still don't understand how racism operates. And the self-hate come from the field Negro versus the house Negro complex when we were on the plantation as slaves picking cotton. Okay, so how we put our Black celebrities there, we didn't do it. We had to go through them. They didn't have the talent. They had the money. We had the talent. So in order for them to make money, you got to have the talent. I don't care if it's Tyler Perry. I don't care if it's who it is. There's still not enough owned independent Black TV, film, and music companies. We don't own anything in sports. You see what happened with Colin Kaepernick? He takes a knee and he's basically ostracized and blackballed from the NFL. That's the reason why that the San Francisco 49ers isn't winning a Super Bowl. You reap what you sow, but we did not put these celebrities there. We spend our money. They get our money from us, but we did not put them there. All the Black folks that you see on TV, we didn't put them there. They had to go through somebody else, or they had to sell their soul. The whole world thought that Suge Knight built Death Row Records on his own volition. The whole world thought that. But see, there were key players behind it, a.k.a. Michael Harris, Harry O. I keep telling y'all, no one gets to the top by themselves. No one gets to the top by themselves. They either have someone sponsoring them, backing them with a multi-million dollar, billion dollar company, or they know the right people. No one gets to the top by themselves. And I think that's the best misconception of the best misconception of Black folks. We did not put the Black celebrities there. They went through these doors. As Nori said, there's three doors. Whatever door you decide to go down, that's you. But no one got there by themselves. Okay? People want you to think they did, but they didn't. I used to think that too. It was all about the talent. You find somebody, they sign you, they invest in your talent. But we still don't own anything. We don't own no banks. We don't own any cell phone companies. And if we do, we don't even see them on TV. We don't even see it on the internet. We don't control anything. We don't have our own natural resource companies. We don't have our own grocery store chains. We don't have our own fuel, gas, supermarkets. We let these people from overseas come over here, set up shop for 10 years, don't have to pay a dime in taxes. But you got Black people like myself living in those same neighborhoods, can't even get a decent job, can't even pursue something bigger than a job. No transportation. This is an area where I live. It is dead. There is nothing here. That's the reason why I desperately wanted to leave this area, because if I didn't leave this area, my dreams and my talents will die. And there's millions of towns that are just like that throughout the U.S. where people want an opportunity to be better, to do better, to be greater. And they run into all these different situations. So I'm telling you, when it comes to the Black celebrities, that's how they got there. We didn't put them there. They're using the Black celebrities to make the money from Black people, but we did not put them there. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. You can find information regarding this episode and my previous episode on Spotify for podcast, wherever you get your podcast show. I just want to say thank you to my fans and my listeners around the world of the CI Radio Podcast Show. Thank you for your love and your support. I appreciate and thankful for each and every one of you to provide you with quality education, factual facts. and we can have debates about whatever. We can have open dialogue and open conversation about many topics. To my listeners here in the United States and around the world, thank you so much for joining me on this Monday, February 26, 2024, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.